救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Thank you for the kind words of our camp master.
谢谢营长给我们这美好的话语。
But I'm still young.
我仍然还是年轻。
Okay, the theme for our camp this year is be discerning.
我们这一次营会的主题是必须分辨。
As the title would suggest, discernment is not an option for the Christian.
那就像我们的题目让我们看到说，分辨不是我们能够选择的。
It is a requirement.
是一个要求。
But what is discernment?
那到底什么是分辨？
When we talk about discernment, we are talking about spiritual discernment.
当我们讲到分辨的时候，我们是讲到说属灵上的分辨。
Spiritual discernment is the ability to examine.
那属灵的分辨就是我们如何的分析，有能力的来分析。
Sometimes this word is translated in the Bible as judge.
那有的时候这个字在圣经里面被翻译成判断。
You are able to evaluate certain things.
你能够来分析一些事情。
You are able to discern, to judge, to examine between the right and the wrong things.
你能够来分辨，来查验，来就是对一些事物来下一个判断，判断它是对还是错。
You can discern false truth and error.
那你能够分辨出什么是错，或者说从真的里面分别出错的在哪。
Discernment is very important today.
那今天这样的一个分辨的能力是很重要的。
If you fail to discern between truth and error,
如果你没有办法从就是真的当中把错误来分辨出来的话呢，
It will lead to false belief.
那就会使到你相信错误的东西。
And false belief would lead to false living.
那如果一个错误的信仰或者是相信错误的东西的话呢，就会使到我们行出来的 也带着错。
And false living would lead to a disobedient and unfruitful Christian life.
那一个错误的信仰就会使到我们那不能够好好的来顺服神，甚至是过一个不能够结果子的生命。
This is why we must have discernment.
因此我们需要分辨。
The Bible calls upon us to discern between the times. The Bible says, you know the signs of the times.
那圣经告诉我们说，我们必须来分辨这个时候，那你知道这时候是什么样的时候。
The Bible will call upon us to discern between truth and error.
那圣经也教导我们要分辨从这真理当，就是分辨出什么是错误。
There's also the discerning of God's will.
那也教导我们要分辨神的心意是什么。
How to make the right decisions in life?
怎么样在生活中来做正确的一些决定呢？
What kind of friends should I make?
我们应当是跟随什么样的人来交朋友呢？
Which school should I go to?
我应当去哪一个学校来上课呢？
All these things requires discernment.
这一切都需要我们去分辨。
So throughout this camp, this whole week,
那因此在这整个的营会这一周里面，
We'll be asking several questions and we'll be answering these questions.
那我们就会来问许多的问题，我们也尝试来为这些问题 来做一些的解答。
We want to ask ourselves, why must we discern?
然后我们要问我们自己，我们为什么需要分辨？
How to discern?
要怎么样来分辨？
The result of not discerning and the result of discerning.
那分辨所带给我们的后果，或者是我们不分辨会有什么恶果呢？
And we want to ponder upon what we must discern.
那我们也要来思考一下我们需要分辨些什么东西。
But for this morning, we want to first consider who can discern.
那今天早上我们先来看什么人能够就是分辨呢？
And this is why the message this morning is entitled, Can you discern?
那因此我们今天早上的这个题目是说到说你能分辨吗？
And I'd like to invite you now to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
那我也邀请大家打开圣经，那我们 翻到哥林多前书第二章
and I'll request Elder Chung to read verse 6 all the way to verse 16。
好，哥林多前书第二章，请大家翻开哥林多前书第二章，找到了，那请听我来念，我会从第六节念到第十六节。哥林多前书第二章，好，哥林多前书第二章第六到十六节，第六节，然而在完全的人中，我们也讲知识。但不是这世，不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道，他们若知道就不把这荣耀的主钉在十字架上。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也必没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵。只要我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲这些事，不是用人的智慧所指教的言语，乃是用神、用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
这样的一个
句，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透他。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心。
Amen. And we thank the Lord for the reading of His holy word.
我们感谢神，让我们能够来读他神圣的话语。
Discernment is important.
分辨是很重要的。
But who can discern?
谁能分辨呢？
Now the Apostle Paul tells us that there are two kinds of people.
那使徒保罗告诉我们说有两类的人。
There is the natural man,
就是一个属血气的人。
And there will be the spiritual man,
还有那属灵的人。
Now, Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第二章,
he was addressing a very important issue in the Corinthian church.
他在这个这里针对哥林多的这个教会的一些重要的事情来做一些的判断。
The Corinthian church was full of strife.
因为哥林多教会当中充满着争执。
And Apostle Paul wanted the Corinthian Christians to focus on the gospel again.
因此保罗是要哥林多的信徒专注在传福音。
And as he talked about the gospel,
当他讲到福音的时候,
he said that he preached the gospel not in the wisdom of men.
他就说到说他宣传福音不是靠着人的智慧。
But he came to them with divine wisdom.
而是他带着属灵神的智慧来到当中。
But this divine wisdom in chapter 2 he will explain is a mystery to many.
那这样的一个属灵的智慧，他在这第二章就向我们解释说，对许多人来讲这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery which the natural man cannot understand. In verse 7 you see this.
那我们在第七节就看到说，他说到说这样的一个智慧是属血气的人所不能够知道的。
But this is not a mystery which has remained hidden.
那这样的一个奥秘不是说就是仍然或者说保留着不能够被明白。
This is a mystery which has been revealed. In verse 10, the Bible says, God have revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
那这样的一个奥秘呢，他说已经显明了。那就在第十节这边说，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
So there are mysterious things of God.
因此我们知道说，在神那里有一些奥秘的事情
，which the natural human mind cannot perceive and understand.
那是一个属血气的人啊，他不能够用他有限的智慧来明白。
But this mystery has been revealed by God.
但是这样的一个奥秘，上帝已经向我们显明。
The question then is, who can discern, who can understand these mysterious things?
问题就来到说，谁能够来分辨，谁能够来明白这些奥秘的事情呢？
This is why the first thing we want to consider this morning is that the natural man cannot discern.
那因此我们今天早上首先要来思想的，要来明白的，就是属血气的人是不能分辨。
And you see this truth expressed in verse 14.
那我们也在第十四节看到这样的一个事实。
The Bible here says, But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
那第十四节就这么说，然而属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The natural man cannot discern the things of God.
属血气的人不能够来分辨属神的事情。
What are these things that the Bible is talking about here?
到底这些事情圣经所讲的这些事情是指着什么呢？
These things can actually be found all the way from verse 9.
那这所说的事情我们从第九节开始就看到。
You see in verse 9 the Bible says that these are the things which God has prepared.
那在第九节就说神为爱他的人所预备的。
In verse 10 it says these things are the deep things of God.
那在第十节就说到说这些是神深奥的事。
In verse 11, the Bible describes this in between this verse as the things of God.
那这边在第十一节就说到说这些都是属神的事情。
In verse 12, it says these are the things that are freely given, the last part of verse 12.
那在第十二节的后半部就说到说这些都是神开恩赐给我们的事。
Verse 13, these are the things also which we speak.
那在十三节就说这也是我们所讲说的这些事。
So what are these things? In verse 14, it goes on to say these are the things of the Spirit of God.
那在第十四节就更进一步的告诉我们说，那这是属神圣灵的事。
And verse 15 judges all things.
那第十五节就说到说能判断一切的事。
So what are these things that the Bible is talking about here?
那到底这里圣经所讲的这些事是指的什么事呢？
It is expressed in verse 8.
就在第八节来向我们显明了。
It talks about the crucifying of the Lord of glory.
那就是说到说那位就是被钉十字架这个荣耀的主。
The Bible is now Apostle Paul is arguing that if they had known the wisdom of God,
那使徒保罗说如果他们真的是知道神的智慧的话，
they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
那他们就不至于去把这荣耀的主给钉在十字架上。
In other words, these things that the Apostle Paul is talking about is really God's plan of salvation for men.
那换句话说，保罗在这里所说的就是神为人所预备的这个计划。
These things are the gospel.
那这救恩的计划就是福音。
The gospel of God in all its fullness.
那就是这个神的这个福音。
I don't just mean the gospel in the nutshell.
那我不是说福音的一个
review, simplify,
一个简略福音信息。
But I mean the gospel in its all its fullness.
那我是说这完完全全的福音。
The gospel as revealed in scripture.
那就是圣经里面向我们显明的这福音。
These things, the Bible says, are now revealed and given to us by God.
那这样的事情，圣经告诉我们说，已经神已经向我们显明了，为我们显明了。
But there is a warning: the natural man cannot receive these things.
那但是这里却给我们一个警告说，属血气的人是不能够分辨这些事情。
They cannot understand the gospel of God.
他们不能够明白神的福音。
They cannot see and perceive the truth of Scripture.
因为他们不能够看到圣经里面所讲明的这真理。
There are some things which are so clear.
有一些事情是很清晰的。
But they just cannot understand it.
但是然而他们却不能够明白。
Now who are these natural men?
那这些属血气的人是谁呢？
The natural man describes the unbelievers.
那这些属血去的人就是在告诉就是指着那些不信不相信耶稣基督的人。
They are men without the Holy Spirit.
他们是那些没有圣灵的人。
They are governed by natural instincts.
那他们是凭着他们的直觉来做事的。
The natural man examines life and the world with their senses.
那一个属血气的人来就是来分析这世上的事情的时候，是靠着他们的知觉。
This is why the Bible says that they receiveth not. You see the word in verse 14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
那因此第十四节圣经说，然而属血气的人是不能领会神圣灵的事。
The word receive describes to embrace or to comprehend.
那讲到领会，也就是说，不能够接纳，或者是明白，就是领悟。
Have you discussed certain things about life with an unbeliever before?
你有没有尝试跟一个非信徒来谈论到说生命的一些问题吗？
For example, when they look at creation,
然后换举一个例子，当他们讲到说创造的时候，
What does the unbeliever see in creation?
然后我们讲到创造的时候，一个不信主的人他会有什么看法呢？
When they look at the birds, when they look at the stars, the moon, the sky,
当他们看这些鸟儿，看天上的这个月亮还有星球的时候，
What do they see?
他们看到的是什么？
They see that these things were made millions of years ago. It came about on its own millions of years ago.
他们看到这些的时候，他们说这些是自然的出现，在百万年前自然的出现了。
When they see how intricate all this creation is, how so wonderfully designed.
然后当他们看到说这一些被造物的奇妙美妙的时候，
They say that it is all a process of chance, of random chance through millions of years.
然后他们就说这是一个靠着几率就是自然的经过了千万年所演变的。
When they look at a beautiful baby boy or girl,
当他们看到一个就是一个婴孩的时候，
They see life.
他们看到生命。
You look into the eyes of this child.
你看这孩子的眼神。
Who has given this life into our arms?
到底是谁把这生命放在我们的怀抱中呢？
When you look at how the hands of this child can move.
当你看到婴孩的手能够动的时候，
How its eyes can look around.
它的眼睛能够环绕周围的时候，
What do you see?
你看到的是什么呢？
But you ask an unbeliever, what does the unbeliever see?
那如果你叫一个不信主的人，你问他说他看到什么？
He will see that this is also a process of evolution. We came from apes.
那他们所看到的，他们说这也是一个进化的过程，我们是由猿猴演化成的。
Now this is something puzzling to us.
那这些真的是令我们费解的事情。
Because when we look at creation, we see the design of God, we see the hand of God.
因为当我们看到被造物的时候，我们是看到神的设计，神的圣手在动工。
We see the power of God, the wisdom of God.
我们看到神的全能，看到神的智慧。
But for the unbelievers, they see that all these things just happen in itself.
那对于一个不信主的人，他们就认为说啊，这一切都是就是忽然自然的发生。
They just cannot embrace. They just cannot receive the things of God.
那他们只是不能够接受领悟这一切从神来的事。
Even when you talk about life, you talk about situations in the world.
啊，甚至是你讲到说生活上，或者说一些时事，生活中所发生的一些时事。
Unbelievers will try to understand these things in terms of faith.
那不信神的人，他们就会就是带着这样的一个态度说，认为说这一些都是命中注定的
or luck,
或者是觉得说侥幸靠碰运。
When something good happens, it is luck.
那有好的事情发生的时候，他说啊，运气好了。
When something bad happens, you're unlucky.
那当事情不好不如意的时候，他就说：“哎呀，真倒霉。”
Everything in this life is so superficial and temporal.
那一切都是这样的虚浮，这么样的短暂。
And when you try to tell them about the things of God,
而当你要跟他来分享关于神的事情的时候
，when you try to tell them to look beyond the superficial things of life,
那当你叫他说要看就是越过这表面的事情，生命的表面所显露的事情。
It is to them foolishness.
那对他们来讲，哎，这真的是愚拙。
Is this your experience?
你是不是有这样的经历呢
？When you talk to your unbelieving friends,
当你跟一些不信主的朋友来分享的时候
，Sometimes when you have received a blessing from God,
那有的时候你从神那里领受一些的福气的时候
，You try to express this blessing to them.
啊，你跟他们分享你所领受的恩典福气。
They say that no, how can it be? I have food because I work hard.
那他们就说，哎，这怎么可能？我能够有的吃，是因为我努力。
I have a home because of my labor.
那我有一个屋子啊，这是因为我靠我的劳力。
The things of God to them are foolishness.
那关系到神的事情，他们认为这是愚拙的。
They don't realize that God is the one who has given us strength. That if He were to remove God is the one who has given us strength.
那他们不能够明白啊，是神赐给我们力量。
That if He were to remove our strength, we would be helpless.
那如果他把我们的力量取去的话，我们根本无能为力。
God is the one who has given us the mind, the wisdom to think.
那神是那赐给我们智慧，让我们能够由这个脑袋能够来思考事情。
The natural man cannot understand the things of God.
那一个属血气的人，他不能够明白神的事情。
They only can use their senses to look and examine at this world.
那他们只能够借着他们的感官凭着这些知觉来看待这周围的世界。
They see the things with their eyes.
他们用眼睛来看东西。
They listen to things with their ears.
他们用耳朵来听东西。
They taste of things with their mouth.
他们用口来尝。
They feel the things with their hands.
他们用他们的手来触摸这周围的事物。
But they cannot see the spiritual dimension of things.
但是他们却不能够看到这些事物背后的这属灵的一面。
The Bible here used another word to describe this natural man.
圣经在这里用另外一个字眼来描写属血气的人。
The Bible says that they cannot know these things.
那圣经说他们不能够明白这些事情。
Now the word know here doesn't mean that they cannot understand in their mind.
那这里所说的不能够领会，不能够知道不是说他们不能够用他们的脑来思考来明白。
That means they can read maybe even the Bible.
那意思说甚至是他们能够读读圣经。
They can understand the words of the Bible.
他们能够明白那些字句。
They can understand the stories of the Bible.
他们能够明白那故事是怎么样的发展。
They may even recite these things to you.
那甚至他能够向你来诉说当中所描述的。
But that is just it. They only know it in the mind.
那不过就是他们所能够知道的，他们只凭着他们的脑海，他们的脑，或者说他们的这个思考来明白。
They don't have an intimate knowledge of these things.
那他们却没有更深入 对这些事物更深入的了解。
For example, when they read of the story of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后举一个例子，当他们读到关系到耶稣基督的事情的故事的时候，
they may see that the Lord Jesus Christ is a good teacher.
他们可能只是看到说耶稣基督是一个好的老师。
They may see that the Lord Jesus Christ is a good man.
那他们可能只看到说耶稣基督是一个好人。
But they will never understand how the Lord Jesus Christ can be a savior, the savior.
那他们却不能够明白为什么耶稣基督能够成为那唯一的救主。
They try to explain these things.
他们也尝试来解释这些事情。
But all these things explained as history.
那他们最后只是把这些来解说成是历史的一部分。
Recently we went to the Holy Land.
那不久之前我们到圣地去旅游。
And our guide was explaining, he was the one who brought us all over the Holy Land last year.
那我们去年的时候去，那我们有一位导游，他就带我们就是走遍了整个圣地。
He is so knowledgeable in the things of scripture.
啊，他对圣经所记载的一些事情，他知道的很多。
He memorized passages of scripture.
他甚至是把圣经的一些经文给背诵背
记。He can tell you the history of the place.
他也可以告诉你这些不同的地方的一些历史背景。
He can explain to you the stories of the Bible.
他也能够从圣经来向你分析一些的故事。
He may even point out its spiritual significance.
他甚至能够指出他当中的一些属灵的意义。
But he is not a Christian.
但是他却不是个基督徒。
How can these things be?
那这怎么可能呢？
He sees the Lord Jesus Christ as just but a good prophet.
他看耶稣基督，他认为说他不过是一个好的先知。
Perhaps even the greatest prophet.
然后甚至是他认为说他是最大的先知。
But he is not his savior.
但是他却不接受说，他不认为说他是他的耶稣基督是他的救主。
The natural man can know these things.
一个属血气的人能够明白这些事情。
But he cannot have spiritual discernment.
他但是他却不能够有属灵的分析分辨力。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he does not have the Holy Spirit.
因为他没有圣灵在他心中。
And this brings us to our second point.
那这就带我们进入第二点。
The Bible now says that, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things.
那圣经在这里就告诉我们说，那属灵的人就能够分辨万事。
So who is he that is spiritual?
那到底那属灵的人是谁呢？
Because the spiritual man can discern.
因为一个属灵的人能够分辨。
And the spiritual man can understand the things of God.
一个属灵的人能够明白属神的事情。
He can examine the things of God.
他能够分析属神的事。
He can receive the things of God.
他能够领会领受神的事。
So who is this spiritual man?
谁是这属灵的人呢？
Now the word in verse 15, he says, he that is spiritual judges all things.
那在第十五节这边说到说，属灵的人能看透万事。
The word judges is actually the same word at the end of verse 14.
那
spiritually discern.
看透，那其实这个字眼呢是跟十四节那边所说的就是
last phrase
最后那边说到说能够唯有属灵啊，能够看也是一样，
也是一样。Oh, okay. In Chinese is the same, but in English the Bible is spiritually discerned, and in verse 15 is the word judges. Actually, it's the same word. This is why the Mandarin Bible uses the same word.
Okay, 所以在英文圣经里面是这两个是用不同的字来翻译。不过呢，在华文圣经里面啊。是同样是用看透，那因为这两个的意义是一样的。
Okay, they are able to discern. He that is spiritual have the ability to discern the things of God.
那一个属灵的人，他是有这个能力来看透，来分辨属神的事。
So how can one be spiritual?
那到底一个人要怎么样才能够变成属灵？
What does it mean to be a spiritual man?
到底成为一个属灵的人是什么意思呢？
Is it just coming to church?
是不是说单单来教堂就成了让我们成为属灵的？
When you come to church, you sit in the pews.
当你来到教堂，你就坐在这些木凳上。
Does it make you spiritual?
那 你坐在那里就你就变成属灵了吗？
Maybe after coming through this 1 week of camp,
甚至是我们来参加这个营会一个礼拜，
you mix with Christian brethren,
你跟就是基督徒就是一起的来交界，
does it make you spiritual?
这样子会不会使你属灵了？
Maybe their spirituality can rub off into you,
可能他们的这样的一个属灵的灵气能够就是让你感染一些。
I know some of us are here because our children ask us to come.
我知道我们当中有一些人你之所以会来是因为你的儿女把你带来。
And is it just by listening to these words preach, does it make you spiritual?
那或者是不是我们单单来听我们这里讲台所传讲的这些话语就能够使你变成属灵吗？
Does baptism make you spiritual?
那是不是领受洗礼就使你属灵呢？
Does being a Christian through in name make you spiritual? You say I'm a Christian.
那是不是说你自称说你是基督徒那你就属灵了呢？
So what? Who is this spiritual man? What makes a man spiritual?
到底这属灵的人是谁？什么东西使这个人属灵呢？
Only one who possesses the Holy Spirit can be spiritual.
只有那拥有圣灵的人他才能够真的是成为属灵的人。
Because the Bible here in verse 10,
因为在第十节
the Bible says God revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
那因为第十节这边说因为神借着只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
Only the one who has the Spirit can understand the things of God.
那只有那拥有圣灵的人能够明白属神的事情。
Verse 12 also the Apostle Paul says, we have received the Spirit which is of God.
那在第十二节使徒保罗也是这样讲的说那我们已经领受了这样的从神来的灵。
The spiritual man is one who has the Holy Spirit indwelling in him.
一个属灵的人是在他的心中有神的灵神的圣灵居住在他心中。
Now, the next question is, then how can we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us?
那另外一个问题我们可能会问的就是我们要怎么样才能够有圣灵来内住在我们心里呢？
The Lord Jesus Christ talking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 answered that question.
那耶稣基督在约翰福音第三章那里跟这个尼哥底母的对话当中就回答了这个问题。
In John chapter 3 verse 5,
那约翰福音第三章第五节
The Lord Jesus Christ told Nicodemus that you must be born of spirit and of water.
那主耶稣基督就告诉尼哥底母说你必须是借着水和圣灵来重生。
Okay, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣基督说若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能够进神的国。
You must be born again, in other words.
那你必须来重生。
And to be born again is to be born again of water and of spirit.
那说到重生那就是要借着水和圣灵来生。
Now Nicodemus could not understand that at first.
但是尼哥底母起初不能够明白。
Again, he used the natural mind to examine the things of God.
我们再次看到说他就是用这样一个属血气的智慧来要明白神的事。
He said, how can these things be?
然后他就说
In verse 9.
第九节他就说他怎么会有这事呢？
Then as the Lord Jesus Christ explained these things to Nicodemus.
然后接下来耶稣基督就向尼哥底母来解说这些事情。
He now come to the great truth of John chapter 3 verse 15 and 16.
然后就来到约翰福音第三章十五十六节就是这重要的事实。
That the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
那位圣经告诉我们说那些信他的人就不至灭亡反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
因为圣经说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
So how can one be born again of the Spirit of God?
那因此人要怎么样才能够重生，然后能够真的是变成属灵呢？
How can we be a spiritual man? How can we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us?
那我们要怎么样才能够成为一个属灵的人？我们要怎么样才能够有圣灵内住在我们心里？
When we become the children of God.
啊，那是当我们成为神的儿女的时候。
When we believe in the gospel.
当我们来相信福音的时候。
When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
当我们接受耶稣基督为我们的主宰，为我们的救赎主的时候。
Spiritual things must be spiritually discerned.
那属灵的事情必须要有用属灵的方式来分辨。
As we talk about discernment,
当我们讲到分辨的时候。
We ask the question, can you discern?
那我们就问这样的一个问题，你能分辨吗？
This is a personal question.
这是一个对每一个人很个人的一个问题。
Do you have the Holy Spirit in you?
你有圣灵在你心里吗？
Are you a born again child of God?
你是不是一个重生的这个神的儿女呢？
Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
你是否已经接受了耶稣基督为你个人的救主？
Because if you have not,
因为如果你还没有接受的话，
You cannot discern the things of God.
你是没有办法分辨属神的事。
Or you may know, you may think you know the things of God.
你可能会知道，或者说你以为你知道属神的事。
Or we have met some people whom you can have debates with. They are unbelievers, but that you can debate with them. You can even talk about theology with them.
那我们也知道，有的时候我们遇到一些还没有信主的朋友们，那他甚至是可以跟你来理论就是关于一些神学的问题。
But they have not received the things of God. They cannot see with their spiritual eyes.
但是他们却没有领受神的灵，因此他们不能够用属灵的眼光来看事。
Two persons may be sitting in the same place, listening to the same message.
两个人可能坐在同个地方，听同样一个信息。
But one may listen to it with a critical mind.
那可能一个人是用就是一些思考的能力来分析问题。
But another can understand the truth of God's word.
那但是另外一个可能他就能够明白神在这神话语的真理。
How is it so?
为什么会这
样？ Because he has the spirit of God.
那因为他有神的灵在他心里。
My friends, before we go through the rest of the camp,
亲爱的朋友们。在我们还没有进入这营会的其他的信息之前，
I would like to first ask you，
我先要问你一个问题。
Are you a child of God？
你是不是神的儿女呢？
Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior？
你是不是已经领受了耶稣基督接受了耶稣基督为你个人的救主呢？
Because if you have not，
因为如果你还没有的话，
The things that you will listen through the rest of this camp，
那接下来在这营会里面所听到的其他的这些信息
will sound as foolishness to you，
那你就会觉得说它很愚拙
will seem meaningless to you，
你会觉得说它们都没意思。
In fact the whole of life， the whole examination of life would seem purposeless，
那甚至是整个我们对于生命的这样的一些去考察去分析的话，你会觉得说哎，这些都没有意义。
But when you look at these things now with your spiritual eyesight，
但是如果你是用属灵的眼光来看待这些事情，
How wonderful it will be，
它却是那么奇妙美妙的。
Those of you who are not a Christian，
那些我们当中不是基督徒的，
Ask your Christian brethren to describe to you creation，
那你可以就是向周围的基督徒来问关系到说这个创造的事情。
He will tell you about the wonderful wisdom of God.
他就会告诉你神的奇妙。
When he look at the stars,
当他看天上的星球，
he will not just see these bright shining lights.
他不只是要看到说有一些就是这些星体所发出的光芒。
He can perceive the glory of God.
他可以领悟到神的荣耀。
Do you have Christian friends? Those of you who are non-believers.
你当中你还没有信主的，你有没有一些基督徒的朋友呢？
Have you ever wondered why is it that sometimes your Christian friends, when at work, they are so stressed and pressured?
那你有没有就是看到说，当我们看到说你的周围的这些基督徒朋友，虽然在工作的时候承受了许多的压力，
they can have this quiet peace in them.
但是他们却仍然在心里面好像 能够享受那平安。
Because they are looking at things with the spiritual eyesight.
那是因为他们看待这一这些事情是以属灵的眼光来看。
If you do not know of the Lord Jesus Christ, will you receive him today?
啊，如果你还没有接受耶稣，还没有相信耶稣基督的话，你今天是不是能够来接受他？
Have you heard of the gospel?
你有没有听过福音？
This is not just a story.
那这不只是一个故事。
Yes, it tells of how the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, lived on this earth.
的确，他告诉我们说，我们的救主曾经一个时候就在这地面上来过活。
How he died on the cross for our sins.
他是怎么为着我们的罪死在十字架上
？He shed his precious blood.
他流出他的宝血。
He took on himself the burden of the sin of the whole world.
他为这世人的罪，他担当世人的罪。
How he rose again from the grave.
他是怎么样的从死里面复活过来。
And he promised that all who believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
那他也应许说，所有相信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is not just a story.
这不只是一个故事。
This is a relationship with God which you can have.
那这是你可以跟神所建立的一个关系。
And if you have this relationship in God, your whole world will change.
如果你跟神能够建立这样的一个关系的话，这你周围的世界就改变了。
You will see everything with a spiritual dimension now.
因为每一样事情你看的，它都含着属灵的意义了。
Everything within the purpose of God.
一切都在神的旨意中。
Everything now with so much meaning.
一切都变得更有意义了。
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
你有圣灵在心中吗？
Can you discern?
你能分辨吗？
The spiritual man can discern.
一个属灵的人才能分辨。
Now, but there's also a warning.
那这里也有带有一个警告。
Because I believe majority of you here are professing believers or are believers. You say you are a believer, you are a Christian.
那我相信或者我知道说，我们当中许多的人都自己自称是基督徒了。
Then you say, if I'm a Christian, why is it that sometimes it looks like I cannot discern?
那你就可能会问说，虽然我是基督徒，为什么有的时候我好像却不能够分辨？
Because there are some Christians who are babe in Christ. That is what Apostle Paul says in chapter 3 verse 1.
那因为在当中一些基督徒在属灵的事情上他们是婴孩，就像在第三章第一节这边所说的。
Now to those of you who are born again believers,
那对针对那些已经重生得救的基督徒，
Do you know you have the Holy Spirit in you?
你知道你的心里面有圣灵在心里面吗？
You can exercise spiritual discernment.
你能够借着圣灵来做属灵的分辨。
You know how you look, the way you look at the things of this world is so different.
你对这世界的分析的看法是很不一样的。
The way you look at your enemies would be different.
你怎么样看待你的仇敌也很不一样。
What you have experienced in the gospel,
你在这福音的当中你所领受的所经历的是什么？
These things must change your life.
那这一切都要改变你的生命。
The question is,Has your life been changed by these things?
问题是，你的生命是否已经改变了呢？
Do you know that dwelling in you is now the Holy Spirit? You are the temple of God.
那你知道吗？在你心里面所内住的就是神的灵，那你是神的殿。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
那看哥林多前书第三章十六节。
The Bible says, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
那三章十六节说，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵就住在你里头吗？
Romans chapter 8 verse 9 also declares this same truth.
那罗马书第八章第
第八章第九节。
第八章第
Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节也告诉我们这个事实。
The Bible says, Ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
那罗马书第八章第九节这么说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属 肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
The Spirit of God that dwells in us，
在我们内心居住的这神的灵
，enables us to cry out Abba Father，
那能够给我们有这个能力来呼叫阿巴父。
Do you know that the Holy Spirit is indwelling in you？
你知道这圣灵就内住在你心里吗
？And you can exercise this spiritual discernment，
而且你能够来就是履行啊这行处这属灵的分
辨。I speak to the you first。
那我向这年轻人来先向年轻人来说。
You know how confusing this world is today？
你知道说这世界是多么的混乱吗？
How this world is so full of sin and wickedness.
那这世界是充满这罪恶，充满这邪恶的事情。
Every day our attention is torn apart, drawn apart by so many different things.
那我们的注意力都被这不同的事情就是来分散了。
In school, the things that you listen to, the friends that you mix with.
那在学校里面你所接触到的或者是你所就是交的朋友
，Have you been discerning？
你是否已经就是在这些事情上有一个分辨的心
？Or have you been suppressing the voice of the Holy Spirit？
还是你把圣灵在你心中的声音给压抑下去
？You know, adults, you have a great responsibility。
那至于成人你们有一个很重大的责任
，Because not only do you have to discern for your own life。
那不但是你自己要为着你的生命来做分辨
，You have to discern for your children as well。
你也要为着你的孩子来做分辨。
How you lead your family？
你怎么样的来带领你的家庭
？What are the values that you will build your family upon？
你是用什么的价值来建立你的家庭呢
？How will you bring them up？
你是要怎么样的来教养他们
？If mistakes have been made， can changes be made to these mistakes？
那与其是
if mistakes have been made，
如果已经有错事了
，How can we change and rectify these mistakes？
那我们要怎么样才能够改变把这些错的事情都纠正过来呢
？How can we discern in our family？
那我们要在家中怎么样的来分辨
？As adults in our workplace，
那身为一个成人，我们在工作场合里
，People climbing the career ladder，
那其他的人都为这。就是能够高升来拼搏。
How to maneuver through the minefield of office politics？
那我们要怎么样的，就是不受到这些在办公室里面的这些政治所侵害呢
？We need discernment。
我们需要有分辨的能力。
And as for those who are more senior。
那至于那些比较年长的
，Do you know you need discernment as well？
你知不知道你也需要有分辨的能力
？Sometimes you go to the market。
那有的时候你到市场上去
，As you buy your groceries, you buy your fish。
那你在买这个杂货的时候或者是买鱼的时候
，You hear of gossips, you hear of talks。
那你就听到一些的闲言闲语
，people telling you about certain things, superstitious things。
那甚至有一些人把一些事情、一些迷信的事情告诉你。
Do you have discernment？
你能够分辨吗
？Even in your among your friends，
那甚至是在你的朋友的当中
，sometimes even Christian friends，
甚至是一些基督徒的朋友。
How they gossip about people and they talk about things. Can you exercise discernment?
那他们是怎么样的在人背后说一些闲话就是说一些闲言闲语你能够分辨吗
?Maybe we don't do that which is bad.
那或许我们没有做一些坏的事情。
But we don't do that which is good either.
但是我们又没有做那美善的事。
We don't give ourselves to service.
那我们也不就是来参与服事。
We don't spend our time in the things of God.
然后我们不花时间来在神的事情上。
Do you have discernment?
你有分辨的能力吗
?How much time should I spend in studying scripture? How much time should I spend for the things of God?
我需要花多少时间来读神的圣言？我需要花多少时间来做神的事情呢？
Do you know you have the Holy Spirit? You are a spiritual man.
那你知道吗？你内心里面有神的灵，你是一个属灵的人。
This is a privilege given to you.
那这是神给你的特权。
This is divine wisdom which you understand.
那这是属神的这个智慧是你所知道的。
Will you be discerning?
你会不会来好好的分辨呢？
As we will examine later further topics on discernment.
啊，当我们在接下来的几堂要深入的来考察关于分辨的事情的时候，
The first thing we need to ask ourselves.
我们首先要问我们自己
is can I discern?
那我们谁要问的是我真的是能够分辨吗？
The natural man cannot discern.
一个属血气的人是不能够分辨。
One that who does not have the Holy Spirit in him.
因为一个没有圣灵住在心里面的人，他是不能分辨。
He will examine all things with his physical eyes.
他会看待一切事情都用他的肉眼来分析。
But the spiritual man now he can discern.
但是一个属灵的人，他现在就能够来分辨。
Because the Holy Spirit is in him.
因为圣灵就在他心里面。
And he can receive the things of God.
而他能够领受神的事情。
Do you know how wonderful it is when you read the pages of scripture?
如果你在读这圣经的这些神的话语的时候，是多么
I'm sure you can testify.
是多么美好的，我相信你都能够做这些的见证。
How the scripture comes alive.
那我们怎样的看到说神的话语活现在我们的面前。
The truth of God, it is so real.
那神的这些真理都是这么的真实。
Your walk and your communion with God.
你与神的这个交往，你与神的同行。
Is something that you have tasted and experienced.
是你已经领受过，你已经经历过的。
So, friends, if you know of some who still do not know of the Lord Jesus Christ in your midst.
那弟兄姐妹们，如果你知道在我们当中有一些人还不真的是认识耶稣基督的话，
Share your experience with them.
你就与他们来分享你自己的经历。
A spiritual man can discern.
因为一个属灵的人能够分辨。
But there will be hindrances to discernment.
但是我们知道说分辨是会有一些的拦阻的。
And there's a warning we must look at.
那这也是我们需要来看的一些的警戒。
Which we will consider in the next message.
那也就是我们接下来那一堂信息所要思想的。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our almighty and gracious Heavenly Father.
我们全能的父，我们伟大的神。
How we thank thee for thy truth revealed in thy word.
我们实在要感谢神，你借着你的话语所显明的真理。
Indeed, how you have given us this privilege of discernment.
的确，你给我们有这样的一个能够分辨的特权。
In this age and time of confusion,
在这混乱的年代里面，
grant us discernment.
求主赐给我们有一个分辨的心。
We pray for some who are in our midst.
我们为着我们当中的一些人。
Those who still do not know of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那些还没有认识耶稣基督的人。
We pray that you will work in their hearts.
我们为着他们来祷告，求主你在他们内心来动工。
Help them to see how they need a Savior.
求主帮助他们，让他们能够真的是看到他们为什么需要有位救主。
And for those who are already saved,
那至于那些已经得救的，
we pray that you help us to grow in the Holy Spirit.
我们真的是求主帮助我们都能够在借着圣灵在灵里面来成长。
Continue to bless us with thy word.
求主继续的用你的话语赐福给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.